The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina, that Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen.
Daf He. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Morze Keni, Yosef ben Sarav, Emarat Zekanatiya, Fabat Sarav, Lo Nishmat, Abraham ben Esther, Hashem Tenicham, Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Dalid Amud Bet, and we are three lines from the bottom. We are in a sugya where we're discussing the Avot of Nizikin. Our Mishnah said there's Arba Avot Nizikin. There's four Avot. Then we saw a bright of Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya said that there is 13 Avot Nizikin. He added 9 more than our Mishnah. And then Rabbi Hiya came along and said, there's 24 Avot Nizikin. He added 11 more. As we explained, they're not arguing with each other. Not the Mishnah, not the Hiya, not the Rabbi Shaya. Each Tana had a different system of how we categorize the Avot. So the Gemara says that according to the B, Oshaya, he did not include any Knas, things that were related to Knas. He only related to things that are monetary payments, whereas the Bihiya, in the 24 that he included, also had in it Knas payments. That's why he added a little more. So comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean, Ganav and Gazlan? That was one of the ones that he mentioned, Ganav and Gazlan. That is already Mamon. So when a person steals, so he has to pay back the money. Forget about Kefil. Kefil is the Knas, but if he admits that he stole, so he only has to pay back the principal. So therefore, how come Rabbi Hiya, how come Rabbi Oshaya, that is discussing monetary, how come he didn't put Ganav and Gazlan as part of his roster? So the Gemara says, he put it, when he put Shemen Hinnam in there, Shemen Hinnam is like a thief. Why? What's the case of Shemen Hinnam? Where he lies. He's given something to watch, and the guy tells him, where's my item back? He goes, I don't know, it got stolen. And we have a Gemara that says when you claim falsely that something got stolen, and it didn't, so that's how you pay like a thief. So you're like a ganav yourself. So there was, I listed that that one. He says, what do you want? That when I discussed the Shomer Hanam, that's like saying, ganav. The Rabbi Hiya Nameh. Hatana le shomer hanam v'ashoel. Oh, Rabbi Hiya, you also agreed to the list of avot. You just added 11 more to the list. What did you have to add to your list? Ganav. You had already on the list before you shomer hanam. And if shomer hanam is a form of thievery, you did not have to list it again in your list by saying ganav. So Gemara said, no, there's two ways of stealing. Tani mamonad atali yade beetera, veketani mamonad atali yade beesura. He listed both categories. Ganav is money that came to his hand beesur. He stole the money. The money was illegally came to his hands. And he also discusses the Shomer Hanam, where the money came to his hand legally. And then he became a thief. So therefore, don't bother me, why did I add Ganav to the list? The list that I had before me was only talking about a type of thief that the money came, Be'etir. So I added another list. I added Ganav. It's also thievery, but it's a different category. It's the thievery where it came to his hands, the Isur. So therefore, he added it to this, because there is a subtlety in the difference of the case. Oh, Edim Zomimin. That was on his list also. What was the case of Edim Zomimin? Two witnesses come along and say, this guy owes money. They found out to be liars. Imanu Yitem, you were with us. The law is Vasitem. Lo kashet zamam na'asot la'ahiv, and therefore they have to pay the money. That's mamon. You try to make them pay 1,000, you pay 1,000. So edim zuim de mamonahu litni, meaning you have oshaya. You told me that your rule is you're listing all mamon payments, so you should have listed edim zuimim. Why is that only on the Hayaz list? That should have been on the oshaya's list. No, savad la kribi akiva de amad. In Mishalmin al pi atzman, he holds like Nabi Akiva that the payment of edim zomimim is like a knas, because if they admit, they don't have to pay. So therefore, it has the same dinim like a knas. If you admit, you don't have to pay. So therefore, he didn't list it, because he holds edim zomimim payment is more like a penalty, right? Which means he holds that Moshaya, the penalties are only things that are defined. Like ones and mifate, the Torah says is 50 kiss if you have to pay. Motzi Shemra is 100 kiss if you have to pay. But the edim zomimim is opened, and therefore that's not a that's a knas as well. Look at the top Rashi. Dechol mishalem yoter al mashezik. Anything that you pay more than what you damaged, can go on kefil. You're paying double. That's a knas. V'teshlum arba v'hamisha. Okay, it's a knaz, right? You go and call over katsu va'amur b'Torah, anything that's established, like you go on hamishim shel ones, u'mefateh, u'me'ashim osin shemra, kula v'knaz ha'va midya harina mamona. So we're assuming in the question that Edim Zomim is mamon. You want to make the guy pay 1,000, you pay 1,000. You want to know, next Rashi, sabar ha'klevi akiva, namar ba'seket makot, Edim Zomimim, en mishalmim al pi atzmam. Now, what would that case be? What would the case be? So that she gives an interesting scenario. Let's say they were testifying in Beit Din. This guy owes $1,000. The judge said, okay, two other witnesses came in. You were with us. The judge bangs on the thing. Okay, the witnesses are guilty. You got to pay $1,000. Before the Beit Din was able to get the $1,000, they went to another Beit Din and they admitted their crimes. And she says, Kegon. Actually, it was before the judge gaveled them. They were just huzam. Once they were gaveled, then it's over. Which means they were muzam, and they ran out of the betting. Because they knew if the judge is going to bang on the table and say you have to pay the $1,000, it's over, now they're stuck. They can't admit anymore. They ran to another bedin. So by the way, it just happened this morning. We went to another bedin, and we became huzam, and we're admitting we're guilty. You ready? You were able to get your plea in of guilt before they ruled on you, so that would be considered a modeh, and therefore, according to Nebo Shaya, once you modeh in the Edim Zomimim, you'll be off the hook. Okay? Well, kula makom ha'era, Jesus, we will do shabbat bedim avlu uzamnu, we bed din shaploni peturin, al makrasau. Good. Isava la krebi akiva. If indeed, Rabbo Shaya holds a krebi akiva, like we're saying, holds a krebi Edim Zomimim, like krebi akiva, it says it's a knas, litni. Tre gavne shor. Going back, he should have listed two categorizations of shor. Litni shor da azik shor. We litni shor da azik adam. We learned on the previous daf. There's no difference whether a shor damages a shor. What's the payment? Nezik. You got to pay. Or a shor damages adam. What's the payment? Nezik. So we told Rav Hoshaya, or Rav Hoshaya told us. Listen, shor is only one type of shor. Because the payment is the same no matter who he damages. However, if you tell me that Rav Hoshaya holds like Nabi Akiva, in Nabi Akiva there's a difference between shor that damages a shor or shor that damages an adam. What is the difference? Ditnan. Nabi Akiva omer, Av tam, shehaval be'adam, mishalem be'motar, nezek shalem. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that is a big difference. A tam, a shor that gores a shor, that's a tam, chatzin ezek. However, a shor that gores Adam, even a tam pays nezek shalem. Oh, so then there's a difference then. Which means the payment is a different payment. So if you tell me, oh, I subscribe to Rabbi Akiva by Adib Zomim, also you're a Rabbi Akiva follower. So then you should have listed, even though the Mishnah said short, you should have counted short again, because the two times is short, according to Rabbi Akiva. Because short the Azik short, first time, Hatzi Nezik. Short the Azik Adam, first time, Nezik Shalem. So how come you didn't list the two categories of short? Right? Kebulas, wait. Hatavrei Rabbi Akiva legezizeh. Rabbi Akiva broke his fist, which means his shita that he had, the strength of shita, he broke it, which means he retracted. He broke his fist. Broke his strength of his shita. He retracted that shita. Where do you know that? The Tanya. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Yachol af tam shechaval ba'adam yishalem min ha'aliyah. A tam that damages, let's say, a human being. Sure, da'azik adam. Yachol yishalem min ha'aliyah. Does he pay from the aliyah? Which means, let's say, what do? They sell the shor, and they pay whatever the money comes from the actual shor that damaged. But let's say there's not enough in the shor. Do they pay from the aliyah? Does he have to pay from his house? Talmud Omar, Ya'aseh lo migufo mishalem, ve'enu mishalem min aliyah. Which means, no, they only pay as much as the short is worth, but you don't pay min aliyah. So where do you see a retraction? So look at the sheet. Yachol yishalem tam shehabal badam min aliyah tuma v'shteka de'lo mishalem nizik shalem. Exactly. You see that even by short time, the Azik Adam, you don't pay Nezik Shalem. You pay whatever the worth of the animal is, but not more. So therefore, short Azik Shor and short Azik Adam is similar in the sense that it's not always a Nezik Shalem. In the Chedameh, short Azik Adam could be you'll pay more, but you're not going to pay more than the worth. You don't go to the other assets. So therefore, it's similar in that sense that you don't necessarily have to pay a full payment. So therefore, you don't have to list shorter that you should have something together. But similar enough, according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't mishalem in aliyah, and therefore he did not have to subcategorize short nazik short and short nazik adam. Good, which means he didn't retract in his shita that he holds, short nazik adam, he still holds, you pay nazik shalem. Then he didn't retract. He just holds, you don't pay more than the animal's worth. So therefore it comes out, it's possible, even short nazik adam, you're going to pay less. Just like short nazik short, you always pay less, because you always pay hatsi. That's similar enough. Good, so we're not going to make two categories. Ha'ones, v'mefateh, v'amotzi shemra. All these cases over here, person raped somebody, mefateh seduced the girl, motzi shemra, it's the girl that they were married, and then he comes along and says that when she was mekudeshet, she must have had znut. All these cases, there's a payment, right? Demabonahu litni. Oh, that's money. Now, obviously, when we say it's money, it's not referring to the knas of the Torah. There's other things that has to be paid out for this damage. What are the other things? So that she says, "Ones umefateh demamonahu shehamishim kesef lebadam havi knas." 50 kesef, that's a knas. Aval yesh bo pegam sheshaveh akshav pachot kedemikara uboshet, which means, first of all, you lowered her value. You're claiming that she was a be'ula, or you raped her now, who's going to marry her? So she depreciated on the market. So that's a damage. That's a monetary payment. Or you embarrassed her. There's bullshit over here. You lied. You didn't. She wasn't a motzi shemra. She wasn't a zinta. But you embarrassed her. But the onus also is an embarrassment. So all that payment, those are mamon. So how come Rav Oshaya, you tell me Rav Oshaya's rule is what? I go with mamon. Only mamon items. Okay, so you should have listed onus, mefateh, and motzi shemra, because there is monetary payments in that type of damage. Give us this way. Manafshach. Whichever way you want to look at it. In nezek, if you're telling me that the nezek, the payment for damages, is considered mamon, Tanile. He listed Nezik. In the Voshayah's listings, didn't he list Nezik, Tzahar, Shevet, Ripui, Boshet? So whatever, what's Mamon of it? The damage? He said Nezik. E Tzahar, or for the pain and suffering? Tanile. E Boshet? Tanile. E Pigam? Why? Because she depreciated, because now she's Pagum? Hainu Nezik. What's the only payment they didn't discuss? Knasa, the 50 kesef, which means all those payments that you're concerned about in the orders mefateh, they're included in nezek shevetzar zipui boshet. The only item that he didn't list was what? The knas, because he's not talking about knas. What do you want? Isn't it? Okay, I'm metameh. Metameh was what? He went to somebody's terumah and he was metameh the guy's terumah. Medama, what did he do? He took terumah and he threw it into the guy's cholin. How's that a damage? We could sell it still, but you could only sell it to a kohen now, so the price depreciated. But minasich, you took the guy's wine, you poured it l'shem avodah zara. Now you ruined his wine; he can't drink his wine. De mamonahu, now that's mamon lechaura. Litni, that's a mamon payment. You damage the guy's wine, pay it. That's mamon. How come you don't? So Gemara says manashak again. I hezek she'eno nikar shem hezek. Now this is interesting. This type of damage falls into a new type of damage. It's a hezek, it's a damage, but it's not recognizable. When you look at the wine, same wine, nothing changed to the wine, that's called the hezek she'eno nikar. Now if you hold that a hezek she'eno nikar is a hezek, so he already told you. Hatan ele nezek. So you're paying for the nezek. Nezek was one of the things that Rav Hoshea listed. I hezek she'eno nikar lo sheme hezek. And if you tell me that when you make a damage that's not recognizable, it's not considered a damage, and the only reason why you have to pay because it's a knas, have the knasa, or the knasa lo kamadi. Again, how do you want to look? Is it hezek? Hezek, it says nezek. It's not hezek, then it's knas. Knas we're discussing. Lema kasabar bihiya. Oh, now the bihiya did not list these items. The bihiya did not list, let's say, pouring the wine for the sake of Avodah Zarah. Could we deduce from there that he holds Hezek she'enu nikar lo shemeh hezek? De'i shemeh hezek hatan ele nezek. Which means Rav Oshaya, Rav Hiya did not put that on his list. Right? So we're asking, why didn't he put it on his list? Must be he didn't put it on his list. Because could be holds that what? Hezek she'eno nikar lo shemeh. It's not considered a nezek. Again, lema kasabar bihiya hezek she'eno nikar lo shemeh hezek. It must be not considered a hezek. Oh, I'm sorry, because bihiya put it on his list. Let's go slow again. It's on his list. Why do you have to put it on his list? Didn't it say nezek already before? Ela must be yours, it's not a nezek. Must be yours that it is a knas. The isha mehezek, because if you hold that it's a nezek, hatani le nezek. It said it already. Ela must be from the fact that he's repeating it, he must hold that it's indeed a knas, because it's not nikar. Now, tana hezeka de minkera, vetana hezeka de lo minkera. We're subcategorizing a nezek. We discussed nezek that's noticeable. I don't want to discuss a nezek that's not noticeable, but he holds it's a nezek. That's why we have to tell it to me twice. Because this is Nikar, this is Eno Nikar. Subcategorizing, no problem. Bishlama Latana Didan. Okay, now we go to our Tana. According to our Tana, meaning page Davet. Tana Minyana. You told me, Arba'a Avot Nizikin. Why do you have to give me the number? Lemi'utid Rav Oshaya. To exclude the 13 of Rav Oshaya. 4 to the exclusion of 13. And I know why Rav Oshaya had to give me the number. When he told me 13, it's to the exclusion of who? To the exclusion of the 24 of Rabbi Chaya. However, Rabbi Chaya, what did you have to tell me? 24. Who are you coming to exclude? The Tana that said 4 is to exclude 13. The Tana that said 13 is to exclude the 24. But the 24, what do you have to say the number for? Who are you excluding? Lemeute moser umefagel. Yeah, because there's two more potentially that you could have added to the list. And it's only 24, not 26. What other two could you have added to the list? Moser. What's the moser? Moser, that goes to the government. And the rats out somebody. He's an informer. That's a damage. He goes now and causes the government now to seize the guy's property. He didn't add Moser to the list. For some reason, Moser is not on the list. And the Fagil. Fagil is a Kohen. You bring a Korban. The Kohen, you bring him a Korban Ola, and he has Kavanah for a Korban Shilamim. He has a wrong Kavanah in his Korban. You got to bring another Korban now. So he cost you money. So the Kohen was Mazik you. He doesn't add that. 24. Why does he add these two? We'll see. But he had to tell you the number for that reason. Correct? So comes the Gemara, she says, Kohen she'sha'ato korban she'sher hatat. He slaughtered a korban hatat l'shem shilamim. And then the Kohen comes and tells you, by the way, I messed up. I had kavanah for l'shem shilamim. Okay, now I thank you very much. I have to bring another korban. You mazik me. No, he didn't list that. So he was vilitni. So say those two. Those are good mazikim. Why don't you list those? Pishlama mifagil. Why? You don't want to get involved with korbanot. Bekadashim lo kamayli. Okay, we're not discussing things that have to do with korban. That's already a separate situation. We're discussing regular, you know, nizikin. Ela moser may ta'ma lotani. How come it doesn't say moser? Moser is a good case of a mazik. Shani moser de dibura. How does a moser damage? Verbally, he just goes to the government and speaks. Ube dibura lo kamayli. We're not discussing damages that are done just with a verbal thing. Motzi Shemra de Deburahu Viketani. What do you mean? Motzi Shemra, what was the guy's damage of Motzi Shemra? He married a lady. He had Bi'ah. The next day he comes to Beddin, she didn't have Betulim. But that's verbal. So the Gemara says, Deburah di'it pe ma'aseh. It's a Dibur that there was a ma'aseh. A ma'aseh Bi'ah at least. Okay? Va'edim zumimim de Deburah de'let pe ma'aseh Viketani. Adim Zubamim, what did the witnesses do? They came to Beit Din, they testified falsely, this guy owes money. So it was no ma'aseh, and you listed it, even though it was just a dibur. Hatam, afagav delet b'ma'aseh. Even though you're right, there's no ma'aseh. Rahamana karya ma'aseh. The Torah calls it as if it's a ma'aseh. Dektiv, va'asitem lo kasher zamam la'asot le'ahim. You do to them what they try to do. It's called an asiyah. It's called asiyah, so therefore they listed it. Good. Now, before we go further, we have to see one Tosafot, which is very important, on the sugya that we just read. The Tana had to say 4 to the exclusion of 13, and the 13 to the exclusion of 24. Don't misinterpret that Gemara to think that they're arguing, that he's saying 4 our Tana, because he doesn't hold of the 13. And the rabbi that says 13 is excluding it to the 24. No, that's not true. Look at the small little Tosafot there. Tana, Tani minyana lemeute. See that one? Hai lemeute, la mishum delet le dribihiya. Ela kilomal lemeute de lo aidi behu. Which means to exclude his categories. But I hold those of us. Kim, I just decide when I'm categorizing, I categorized 4. You decided to categorize 13. You did 24. But not that they're arguing in deen. This limeute the way you subdivide. That's all it is. Now, comes the Gemara and says, "Bishlama le Tana didan." Okay, our Tana, Tani Avot, right? Arba'a Avot Nizikin. What do they have to tell me that they called Avot for? Michlal diika toladot. Very good. And we told you the toladot. The Gemara earlier gave a todah of Shor, the todah of Keren, the todah of Mav'eh. Of Shein, we went to a different toladot. Rege, the toladot. So the Gemara says, Kohadba, Negifa, remember we said, Negifa, Neshicha, biting, that's from Keren. Netachika lanata, rubbing its back against the wall, that's a todah of Shein. We went to all the toladot. However, Ela l'rabi hayav rabo sha'aya, avot, mechlad ika toladot, toladot en mainihu. You're calling these avot, Rav Hoshaya, Rav Hoshaya, you also have a list, call them avot. What do you call them avot for? Must be the toladot of all these things here. Okay, what are the toladot of these, all these items over here? Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abu, kulan ke avot. All these over here, when it said that they're avot, it didn't mean that there's toladot to them. He just meant that they have a deen of avot, L'shalem mimetav, that you pay from the choice field. Normally, what's the din of the nezikin? By the arba abot nezikin, the 4 Shor, Bor, Mav'eh, Hev'er. There we have a clear limud that the payment has to be from the best of the fields. Mimitav Sadehu. That's a law. A mazik pays from mitav, from the best fields. Edit. How do you know that? It says by regel, by that regel and shin, which are really written in the same pasuk. Vishilah zu haregel. Vishilah et bi'iro. Ubi'ir bisdeh acher. Bi'ir, we said, is shin. That pasuk, it says, mitav sadehu mitav karmo yishalim. Good. So we know by those two that you pay mitav. And the Gemara somehow learns from those two to the other two that Bor and Shor also pay metav. So we know the four pay metav. Because we have limud from metav to the other two. Now what about the other 20? There's only four. There's 20 more that are out there. How do you know all these 20 also pay metav? So that's why they came along and said, hey, they're called avot. Because just like those four avot in the Mishnah pay metav, these are avot. And therefore they're going to pay metav. But from where? Where did you get that from? So the Gemara says the following. How do you know they pay metav? Gemara says, Maitama atya tahat netina yeshalem kesef. Four keywords. Tahat netina yeshalem kesef. If you look in the Perasha of the Arba'a Bot Nezikin, one of these four words is in the Sugya of the four Avot. Keywords. If you look in these 20, in all 20, one of these words is written in those Pesukim. So therefore, it says Tahat, Tahat, Metav. It says the word Yishalem by one of the 20 items. It says Yishalem by the four. Metav. So we're going to link it with four words. Not all four words. One of the 20 has Yishalem. One of the 20 says Tahat. One of the 20 says Kesef. But in the four Nezikim, which we established already, is Metav. And those all four words apply, are in there. So we can connect the other 20 to one of these words. Now Rashi goes through all of them. Not necessary for us to go through all of them. But we'll just read the beginning of the Rashi so you get a feel of what this is talking about. Look at Rashi. Tahat. Look at Rashi. Tahat netina. The bichunu ketiv. In all of the 20 niziki, not the four of the Mishnah. It says in them, O tahat, v'gamlina tahat tahat, mishor mu'ad. By shor mu'ad, which is keren, it says the word tahat. Just like by shor, we know that it pays metav. How do you know that? The gamar b'shin v'regel, because we learned that from shin v'regel. Dichtiv b'metav sadehu afkan metav. Shin ba'al l'shalem karka l'nizak. If you're going to pay in real estate, b'shvil ezeko magbiho mina idit. O netina. Or it says the word netina, v'gamar netina, netina, mishor shenagach et ha'eved. By shor also that damages an eved. What does it say? Dichtiv be yiten ladonav. So netina is written. O yeshalem. What says yeshalem also? V'gamar mishen v'regel. Again, we know that we learn from shen v'regel, dichtiv be umetav kamo yeshalem. O kesef. What says kesef? V'gamar mibor. Because by bor it says the word kesef. Dichtiv be kesef yashiv lev'anav. All the four avot you learn from Shin Veregel to say what? Metav. And by those four avot, you got one of the four words. Tahat, Yishalem, Netina Kesef. Now, let's go one of the 20 now. Shomer Hinnam. Is Shomer Hinnam one of the cases that Rav Hoshaya brought? What does it say by that? Ketiv, Asher Yershi'un Elohim. The judges are going to find them guilty. Yishalem. That's the word, it says Yishalem over there. And by the four avot, the zikir, it says the word Yishalem, metav. And then she goes to every single one to show me pisukim. And this one it says kesef. And this one it says tahat. And so on and so forth. Let me read one more. Bishoel. Bishoel ketiv, be'alav in immo, shalem yishalem. Benose sachar ketiv, im ganov yiganev me'imo, yishalem. Socher eno ketiv b'Torah. Oh, so okay, it's not even written in the Torah. That's somebody that rents. Avad dinok kinose sakar. That's like a guy that is being paid to watch. So therefore, it's the same thing. Benizik dechovel b'chavero. Oh, when a person damages his friend, that's adam amazir. Ketiv netina. Ken yinaten bo. Anu mamone tam yad liyat. Kedushin ma'chovel. Betzar ketiv petza tahat patza. That's already tzar. This is the word tahat. And so on and so forth. So all of them have one of these key words. This Gemara says, lo areh ashor kareh amefa'im. Back to the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? This is not like this. If it would have said shor, I wouldn't have known mav'eh. If it would have said mav'eh, I wouldn't have known shor. So therefore, you had to say both of them. Shor and mav'eh. After we did that, we said, ve'lo ze vaze. We put them together. That shor and mav'eh, if we had that only, I would not know ish. Why? Mishnah says, because shor and mav'eh yesh bem v'chayim. So I said, okay, hayav, because it's life. It's life that damaged. Mashe'en ken ish, which is inanimate, I would have thought no. So if it would have comboed, if it would have said shor and mav'eh, I would not have known ish. The Gemara is going to speak that out now. The Gemara says, like this. Gemara says, my ka'amar. Which means, what is that part of the Mishnah when it says, ve'lo ze ve'ze? What's the business of putting them together? Amar av zvid mishchumid rav haki kamar. Lichtov rachamana hada. Originally we thought, let the Torah write one, ve'titi idach mineh. Let the Torah write shor, and I could learn mav'eh. Or let the Torah write mav'eh, and I could learn shor. No, you can't, because they're different. So therefore, it had to write shor and mav'eh. Okay, hadar amar. So then the next part of the Mishnah is what? Hada mehada lo acha. Which means, okay, one from one you can't learn. How about learn one from two? Meaning learn ish from a combination of shor and mav'eh. Velo ze veze sheyesh bahem ruach hayim. Which means, my kamar, what's that question? Amar av mishar sheyeh mishmid ra haki kamar. This is what it means to say. Lichtov rachamana tarte. Right? Let the Torah write two, meaning shor and mav'eh. Vetiti idach minayur. I can learn the rest from it. Hadar amar. And then the Mishnah says, no, hadametarte lo ate. That even that, one from two, you couldn't learn because they're different. That's the style of the Mishnah. Look at the top of the sheet. Lichtov rachmana tarte. Shor umav'eh. Vetiti eshminayu. Dechi parach ma lekeren sheken kavanato lazik. Now watch how we're working here. You'll tell me, well, keren is different. Keren is kavanato lazik. That's why it's hayav. Well, I'll tell you, shen yuchiyah. Because shen is not kavanato lazik. And still it's hayav. Shen is hana'a lezeko. But keren doesn't. So you see, these humrot do not bring the result. So when the humrot are not bringing the result, because each one has a different humrah, we look what they have in common. What do they have in common at Tzadah Shaveh is that they're your mamon, and you're responsible for them, and if they damage, you have to pay. Af'ani avi eta'ish, which is your money, and you're obligated to watch it, and if it damages, you'll have to pay. So you don't have to write ish in the Torah. I could learn it from a combination of shor and mav'eh. And to that, the Gemara is going to say, no, ish also has its own item. Look at that sheet. So Gemara says, oh, now, how would you learn if it's, I told you mav'eh is shin. But there was a shita rav that says mav'eh is adam. So let's work it out if you hold mav'eh is adam. I'll say, well, shor is kavanato lehazik. That's the chumrah it has. Well, adam is not always kavanato lehazik. But it has, he's mu'ad l'olam. Adam is mu'ad from the beginning. Whether he's up, whether he's sleeping. So that has that humrah. Oh, but shor doesn't have that humrah. So Ela, shor and Adam have common that if they damage, they both have to watch themselves. If they damage, it's going to be hayav, afani avita ish. That it's the same commonality. That's the way I tried to learn. And the Gemara said, no, you can't, because ish has its own dinim. Very good. Now, Hadar Amar, Hadam Etarti Namilo Atya, Delore Ikerinum of Eshish Bamruah Hayim. So then the Gemara comes along and says, no, you can't learn it. Because Shor and Mav'eh have a commonality that Esh doesn't have. What is that? They're alive. So at that point in the Mishnah already, it's answering a potential question. Meaning, one from one I can't learn. Oh, let's learn one from two. Now the Mishnah doesn't speak this out. Now you got to speak it out yourself. How would I learn one from two? I would take a combination of Shor and Mav'eh and say, this has a Humna, this doesn't have, this has a Humna, this doesn't have, look at the commonality of them, and then bring Ish. To that, the Mishnah says, no! Ve'lo hare, ze ve'ze, she ish ben nu ha'ayim, this has life, and Ish does not. And if I would think maybe Ish is different. And if we have to write Ish. But so that part of the Mishnah already is answering what I could have said. I thought to learn one from one. No, you can't. You got to put Shor and Mav'eh. Good. I thought to learn now one from two. And this part of the Mishnah doesn't say. You got to figure it out yourself. How would I learn one from two? I would say, well, Shor has Kavod al-Azik. But that's not the item because Mav'eh doesn't have it. Well, Mav'eh has Hana'ah. Well, that's not the item because Keren doesn't have it. Oh, so what do they have in common? It's your property and you got to watch it and you got to pay. Afani Avi Ish. No, you can't. You know why? Because these two are Amal Hayim, and Ish is not. At that part, the Mishnah says. But all that part to get to that line was all you have to speak out. Now the Gemara comes along and says, in truth, you didn't have to write all the four Nizikim in the Torah. You think, because the Mishnah told you, you can't learn this from this, you got to write. Shor, Bor, Mav'eh, Hevet. You really did it. There was a way to do it. If you would have structured it up, you could have learned everything from two Mazikim. How? The Gemara says. Amar Abba, v'chudehu, ki shadit bor benayhu. If you put bor, just put bor with one of the mazikim, atya kudehu bema hatzad. Bor is the key. Just put bor with any of the other mazikim, and you could have learned shen from it, you could have learned regel from it, everything but kirin, because kirin is a separate category. Lebar me kirin. Mishum di ika le mifrach, because you can make a difference in kirin, ma le kulu sheken mu'adim mitchilatan. Because everything, all the other mazikim have a commonality that they mu'ad from the beginning. Kirin is different. But putting bor with any of them, using as ma matzinu. Bor has this humna, the other one that does that humna, and this one does, and put them together, I can. Urman de Amar, and according to the opinion that says, Adraba, Kerin Adifa, according to the other opinion that says, we mean Kerin Vadai is Hayav. Kerin stronger than all of them. The bigger reason, you know why? De Kavanator Lehazik, so Afilu Kerin Nameh Atya. Which means if you hold that Kerin is not a leniency, if you hold that the Kerin's aspect is what? It's not a mu'ad, it's a tam. So if I could say, these are hayak, because they're stringent, but keren, you can't learn from them, because it has a leniency of tam. But if you hold that keren is a humra, because it's kavanatol azik, so then it has a humra. So then you can even learn keren, which means, we don't know then why the Torah had to write all four. I'm not speaking out to you how yet you were able to do this, but accept it in concept. That just put bor with one of the other two, put bor and shin. I can learn everything else from Bor and Shem. Keren even, Regel, it'll all work out. So then the Gemara asks, then, Lemay Hilchita Kadvinu Rahamana. So why then did Torah have to write it then? If you were able to learn it from two of them, as long as Bor is in there, why does the Torah have to write the Nezikim? Generally we have a rule. When the Torah doesn't have to write it, and you could have deduced it from somewhere else, Torah's not going to tell it to you. Torah only will tell you things that you would not have known. The Torah will usually tell you the minimum information that you could figure out. Tell me Bor, and just tell me one of the other ones. How are you going to know Regen? I'll know what the Bor. Bor has this, and the Shen has that, and put them together, and Sada Shavin, and the whole business, right? What did you have to then tell me all four Nizikin in the Torah? Gemara answers, Lehilchotehin. Because each one has a halakha that is special. So for their specialty, what's the specialty? Keren, lehalek min tamal muadim. Okay, well, that's for sure. Karen, you have to write the time. It's a difference between Tam and Mu'ad. Shin v'regel lepotra b'shut rabim. That's right. We learned earlier, Shin and Regel are only hayav b'shut anizak when they go damaging somebody else's field. So it had to write Shin v'regel. Not because I couldn't have learned Shin v'regel, but I wouldn't have known that prat. That it's only in b'shut anizak, in the private property. Bor, leftor bo takelim. Hadush. Bor, by the way, only if an animal falls into a bor. If kelim fall into a bor, patur. Hadush. Why? We'll see. Ul Rabbi Yehuda de mehayev an iske kelim bebor. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says kelim is hayav in a bor. Leftor bo ta adam. Adam falls in a bor, patur. Only hayav in bor if it's a short animal. Adam. Why did I have to write Adam in the Torah? I could even Adam, by the way, I could have deduced from bor and one of the other ones. So what did I have to write? Adam and Mazik. No, Lahayevo Barba Devarim. Because to teach me the other stuff. Nezik, not Nezik. Shevet, Sa'ar, Ipui, Boshet, for the other stuff that Adam has to pay. Ish, what do you have to write Ish for? Liftor bo te tamun. Hadush. A guy makes a fire in somebody else's field. If there's stuff hidden in the field, you patur. That's how a guy went. He wants to hide his wallet. He went into his field. He took his wallet. He hides it in his field under the wheat stalks. Another guy comes along and makes a fire. He burns the whole guy's field. Plus, what did he burn? The guy, you patur on the wallet. You only hayav on stalks. Whatever's revealed. You burnt the guy's, all his hidden stuff that he's hiding. Tamun is patur ba'esh. That's why I had to write it. Oh, the biyudad the mehayev on the skit tamun ba'esh. Oh, but according to me, that says tamun is hayav. What's the tradition of esh? La'atuye, my la'atuye, lehecha niro v'sechsecha abanav. That if, let's say, the fire singed Niro, what is Niro? His furrow, or his telem, his plowing. Or sikhsikha abanav, or it singed his rock. That she says, hayav. Hadush, even though you didn't burn them in totality, even singeing these items is considered ish. Rock is not flammable. You just singed a little hayav on that. Or you made a little burning on the guy's furrow, which is not a full fire, which he didn't even become damaged so much. He's still hayav. Okay, good. But the point is, so each one of the melachot, or the avot, was written in the Torah for hidushim. And by the way, these hidushim are going to be learned explicitly in the Gemara later on. We're just giving you the old facts now. So now you learn. Shor, there's a hadith between Tam and Mu'ad. Regel, Regel Hadush. Regel is only in Mekom, Hanizak. Bor, Patur and Kelim. And according to one that says Hayav and Kelim, Patur Ba'Adam. We don't have any laws yet. We're just talking. We're going to see all these in the Gemara later on. Adam. Adam, the Tam to be Hayav and all the other payments. Esh. Patur in Tamun. About the Hayav that says Hayav in Tamun. Oh, it's Patur in something else. I mean, Hayav in Abano and the Dir. The only thing that you just have to accept is if Bor was one of the items, Bor and one of them, you'd be able to. Rashi, even a very long Rashi, Ki Shadid Bor Benayhu, this long Rashi goes and speaks out every combination. If you put board with this one, then we can learn it like that. And he goes and explains how each one would work out to learn the other ones from it. And Bezat Hashem, maybe in the next daf that we learn, we'll read this Rashi just to get the model of what he's trying to talk about. Then already all of it comes through. Baruch Hashem.